For my sons, Finn and Sean, who are neither twins nor foul. Prologue. There are things to know about the world. Surely, you realize that what you know is not everything there is to know. In spite of humankind's ingenuity, there are shadows too dark for your species to fully illuminate. The very mantle of our planet is one example. The ocean floor is another. And in these shadows, we live. The hidden ones. The magical creatures who have removed ourselves from the destructive human orbit. Once, we fairies ruled the surface as humans do currently, as bacteria will in the future. But for now, we are content, for the most part, to exist in our underground civilization. For 10,000 years, fairies have used our magic and technology to shield ourselves from prying eyes and to heal the beleaguered Earth Mother, Danu. We fairies have a saying that is writ large in golden tiles on the altar mosaic of the Heihei Temple. And the saying is this: we dig deep and we endure. But there is always one maverick who does not care a fig for fairy mosaics and is hell-bent on reaching the surface. Usually this maverick is a troll. And specifically in this case, the maverick is a troll who will shortly and for a ridiculous reason be named Whistleblower. For here begins the second documented cycle of foul adventures. Chapter 1. Meet the antagonists. The baddie. Lord Teddy Bleed'em Dry. The Duke of Silly. If a person wants to murder any member of a family, then it is very important that the entire family also be done away with. Or the distraught survivors might very well decide to take bloody revenge. Or at least make a detailed report at the local police station. There is, in fact, an entire chapter on this exact subject in the Criminal Mastermind's Almanac, an infamous guidebook for aspiring ruthless criminals, by Professor Wolf Bain, which was turned down by every reputable publisher, but is available on demand from the author. The actual chapter name is Kill Them All, Even the Pets. A gruesome title that would put most normal people off reading it. But Lord Teddy Bleed'em Dry, Duke of Silly, was not a normal person. And the juiciest phrases in his copy of the Criminal Mastermind's Almanac were marked in pink highlighter. And the book itself was dedicated as follows: To Teddy, from one criminal mastermind to another. Don't be a stranger. Wolfie. Lord Bleed'em Dry had dedicated most of his 150 plus years on this green earth to staying on this green earth as long as possible, as opposed to being buried beneath it. In television interviews, he credited his youthful appearance to yoga and fish oil, but in actual fact, Lord Teddy had spent much of his inherited fortune travelling the globe in search of any potions and pills, legal or not, that would extend his lifespan. As a roving ambassador for the Crown, Lord Teddy could easily find an excuse to visit the most far-flung corners of the planet in the name of culture, when in fact he was keeping his eyes open for anything that grew, swam, waddled or crawled that would help him stay alive for even a minute longer than his allotted 70. So far in his quest, Lord Teddy had tried every so-called eternal youth therapy, for which there was even the flimsiest of supporting evidence. He had, among other things, ingested tons of willow bark extract, swallowed millions of antioxidant tablets, slurped gallons of therapeutic arsenic, injected the cerebrospinal fluid of the endangered Madagascan lemur, devoured countless helpings of